What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Extended cut here. BH and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Simple question. Giants are coming to town. NFC East, divisional game. Vegas has the Commanders installed as fairly heavy favorites. 6 points in a division game. Are you nervous? Toothpick is on the line. What's up, Pick?
Hey, what's good, JT? What's up, B-Mix?
What's up, brother?
If this was another regime, I'd be very nervous, but Dan Quinn and his coaches, his group of professional coaches, Adam Peters with his group of professional front office guys, I'm not concerned at all. It's the play on the field, because that's the one thing that they can't control, those players prep and things like that. I'm not concerned, but we always get nervous on game day, right? Right, B?
Not me.
You always get a little nervous, but the preparation is always there.
Yeah.
Don't have to get ready if you stay ready. Thank you, Pick. We do have some exciting news from the aquarium. Jeff and White Brian. So for those that don't know, White Brian is a Giants fan. Grew up somewhere. Not here.
I'm sure they heard it somewhere.
He's from Philly. He's from Jersey. He's from New York. He's a lot of things.
Yeah.
What's the bet in there, fellas? There's a big bet going down in the aquarium.
Yes. So since he is a pitiful Giants fan, loser has to eat whatever the difference is in the score of
hot dogs. Have to eat glizzies?
Yep. In the opposite team's jersey. So when...
Are you a glizzy gobbler?
When the Commanders win by 21, we will have White Brian in a
21 hot dogs?
21 hot dogs that say DJ Jeff on it.
You're going to write DJ Jeff on the hot dog?
No, I'm going to write DJ Jeff on a jersey.
The DJ Jeff jersey you have.
Yes, he's going to wear that.
All right, so Commanders win by a touchdown. White Brian, you're going to put down 7 hot dogs?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. Can't wait for Jeff to be eating some hot dogs in a Plaxico Burris jersey.
Plaxico?
Plaxico. I don't shoot myself.
Is there a cap on dogs? Like if it's a 10-point game one way or the other?
No. We are grown men. There is no cap on anything.
No cap.
So, no cap, homie.
Hopefully, neither team gets beat by 30.
Dude.
How long you have to eat these dogs?
Yeah. It would take me...
The whole show?
Yes.
You would never be able to eat 30
on
hot dogs.
On stream.
I don't want to eat 30 hot dogs, for the record. I think like 3 might be my max.
Yeah, and if it's too much bread, no bun.
You going Kobayashi style?
You got to finish them.
You got to eat the bread too? No, uh-uh.
All right, so next Monday, it sounds like we're going to have a hot dog party.
Eat off.
A what?
A hot dog eat off.
All right, next Monday, somebody's eating dogs. Let's get a bunch of dogs. I'll have 1 or 2, and then we'll watch you idiots eat the point differential. I look forward to that.
That is crazy as hell.
Landfill, would you like a hot dog?
Who came up with this idea?
Who did come up with this idea?
I mean, obviously, I'd like a hot dog.
It was me.
Sounds like you.
I don't like betting people money. You know, they work hard for their money. But I'm all for public humiliation.
What the hell are you going to buy the hot dogs with? Money, right?
Bro, it's fine. Yo, I will spend money on hot dogs to see Brian eat them in a Commander's jersey.
All righty.
All right, so next Monday, we're going to need an air fryer or a Foreman grill or something.
Oh, we're going to figure that out.
Who's in charge of that?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, I could get buns. I'll be in charge of buns. Try to get some buns, Jeff.
Got buns, hon.
Do side benzo sit-ups. Gary is in Southern Maryland. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, it's Darren. How you doing?
What's up, Darren?
Well, Jeff wrote Gary.
Ain't a whole lot. Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, ain't nobody nervous about nothing, man. I can assure you of that. We're going to dog them. White Brian's eating 21 glizzies, the old glizzy gobbler. And we got 53 dogs on the team, baby. There ain't nobody nervous out here in Washington. I can assure you of that.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah. Appreciate you, Gary. A little bit of news out of Ashburn. This is via Matt Maiocco, a guy I've known a long time, does a great job covering the Niners. Maiocco said the Niners offered Kendrick Bourne a contract. They did not reach an agreement, and now Kendrick Bourne is visiting the Commanders today. Kendrick Bourne, veteran wide receiver. last year wasn't his best, but he was at his best, or he broke through with the Niners as an undrafted player when Adam Peters was out there.
All right.
So that'll be interesting. That'll give them a sixth wideout and a veteran NFL-level player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because McCaffrey hasn't shown it. Lane hasn't done it yet.
Well, the thing I love about them, when they bring somebody in like this, they bring somebody with experience.
Yeah.
They're not bringing you in to learn.
Bourne's going into his ninth season. Last year had about 30 catches for the Patriots. Going to be interesting if they sign him. Remember, people are like, Olamide Zaccheaus, who's that? And then he proceeded to have a really good year for them.
Exactly.
If you're a veteran wide receiver, coming here is pretty good for your bottom line when the free agency rolls around.
Especially, you got a nice QB.
Let's go to our guy, Jupe, is on the line. Jupe, you nervous for Sunday?
JT, why you asking me that question? You sure already know. It's time to go, baby. Let's get it on. I don't know what's wrong with this fan base. You can't come off last year being nervous about going against the Giants. You can have a healthy respect for the Giants, but being nervous, nah. That's, to me, that's disrespect to players like Timothy Daniels, Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuels. Let's keep going on the defensive side. Luvu, Wagner. Like, these, we got a lot of problems. And I'm going to say this for last year, that first game, we went in there with a game two being played by Timothy Daniels. We all seen it. Timothy Daniels' passing game wasn't on point like that. He was running a lot. Why? Because he was getting adjusted to NFL game speed. It happened in game one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that second half of the Giants game, he started picking it up. And then game three against the Cincinnati Bengals, we all know what happened. So I feel like we need to have an intervention for these guys. You worry about injuries, stop worrying about the uncontrollables. Injuries can happen to any player, any team, at any time.
Totally.
When it happens is when it happens. That's when you worry about it. But we got, as everybody keeps saying, let AP cook. Let him cook. He's going to pick up players that we can plug and play, or we bring up our backups to try to make it happen. We march forward from there. Like, come on, guys. Like, but I got to pause you guys on the whole glizzy gob. Hey, D-Mitch, you wrong for that.
Hey, pause, they eat the goblins, not me. The glizzy, not me.
You're going to have a glizzy.
I heard it. I was like, nah, I got to check you on that one. But listen, but at the end of the day, us as a fan base really got to just sit back and realize we're going to be okay. Just how you feel, any game we could lose, I feel any game we could win. There's nobody in the league that worries me.
Jeff, White Brian, call, dude. And Fat Joe. Lizzie Goblin.
I will say the second half, whatever happened at halftime for Jaden was his I can do this moment. It was the second half against the Giants is the first time we really started to see the Jaden we would get to know over the course of the year. In the first half of that game, He was 11 of 13, but only 87 yards. In the second half, I think he threw for about a buck 70. And that offense just really started to open up. Jupa, I hope you're all right, man. I didn't realize you were still there. Mark is in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
What's happening, JP? What's happening, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Everything is good, brother. And as far as being nervous, it is what it is. We have established a new credential in the NFL. And I expect the gentleman to take care of business, but they cannot take the team lightly, as I've called in and said before. They have a very good chance of making White Brian choke down a few dogs.
I like it. I like it.
And being nervous about things, I think the people who are asking if we're nervous might be more nervous than us because, man, it's football. And the brutality is going to be there no matter what. And I think that my Washington Redskins / Commanders will be ready. There will be opening nerves by them and getting ready for full contact football. That is only natural. Brian will tell you that. But nervous about the game, man, I'm psyched about the game because we are going to stomp them into the ground and come and get ready for the Green Bay Packers, and we're going to stomp them too. Have a nice day, guys.
All right, brother, man.
Thanks, dude. Take care. Great call. Yo, White Brian, are you nervous, especially with the hot dog bet on the line here?
No, I think the Giants have something to prove, and if they lose, it'll be close. I think they cover.
What is your honest hot dog expectation for next week?
5.
Damn, you're going to eat 5 hot dogs?
Yeah.
Wow, all right. Los is in Severna Park. Los, how many hot dogs White Brian going to eat next week?
He ain't going to eat as much as a VMI fan did against Navy, because let me tell you, Navy whooped that ass.
They did.
yeah, they did, man. Listen, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. The only thing that worries me is the fans having PTSD and walking out of that parking lot and being angry. But other than that, we should be fine. It's just, I do have PTSD. Russell Wilson, he's the starter, right, for the Giants?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the only thing. When you have a veteran quarterback and a veteran quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, he may be old, but it doesn't matter. That's the only thing that just worries me. But other than that, get your jerseys ready, get your wings ready, go Navy, beat Army. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
If you're a big Commanders fan, you should be excited, maybe a bit anxious just to get the season started.
That's
and
what
see
I'm,
what
I'm,
it looks
I'm
like.
Anxious.
But I don't think you should be nervous at all. Not to
be nervous for what though? You're going to watch and be entertained. Why should you be nervous about that?
Like, yes, it's an NFC East game. Yes, the Giants kind of took them to the wire, especially at home last year. Every year in the NFL is a very, very different entity. And Washington can come into this thing with a level of confidence that the Giants are just all over the place, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Pat Leonard on. If you missed any of that interview, go check it out wherever you get podcasts or the Odyssey app or whatever. Like, he said repeatedly that the offense didn't look that good.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of these, you know, in practice,
but like,
you don't have to punt if you
everyone
go 3-1.
Is already talking about how great their defense is going to be. How the hell we know that? We don't know that.
Our friend Lauren Ricketts just tweeted me, B. She said, I want you to ask how many Giants fans are nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
they
what
should,
be asking.
If you're a Giant fan and you're nervous, call in.
Yeah.
Gary's in District Heights. What's up, Gary?
Hey there. How's everything, JP, Brian?
Doing well,
good,
man.
Listen,
doing, Gary?
I'm not worried at all about the Giants. Reason being, they're talking about their defensive line. They have Abdul Carter. He hasn't proven anything in the NFL. Remember last year when we played Cleveland, they talked about Myles Garrett. Said, oh, he's going to be a disruptor, this and that. If you check the stats, he did not have one tackle the entire game, nor did he touch Jaden Daniels one time during that game. Now, he might have shook his hand after the game. That's the only time he touched him. But other than that, I have no worries whatsoever about the Giants. We're going to crush them.
I like
all
it, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
Gotcha.
Appreciate it. Our guy Tay Wilson tweeted me, said, one game away from the Super Bowl, and now people are nervous about the Giants. Now begins the reign of JD5. Comandante Tequila's on the line. Comandante, are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm real nervous for White Brian chance. You might choke.
You better floss that day, Brian. Appreciate you, Commander.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Ed in Potomac. Ed, are you nervous?
Nah, the only thing I'm nervous about is if I'm going to be able to watch this damn game on this cruise I'm about to be hitting on September 5th for my dad's birthday. Because we're going to be watching on somebody's TV. I don't care if I got to sit on the top of the boat. But look, I'm not nervous. It's what comes with a team when you are finally good, right? Everybody headhunts you. You just made the NFC title game, okay? You are no longer on a graphic that I'm not mistaken. The only team on the graphic to not make a title game right now is the Dallas Cowboys. Ha, ha, ha. So we have nothing to be nervous about. We have JD5, the man that won several one-score games or so last year, and I'm not asking him to do it again. But if Giants fans think they're going to come up there and touch my quarterback, please, you better watch out. We're going to have the fans on you because that's what our offensive line is going to be called after that game. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate you, man. I think, by and large, Commanders fans seem pretty good. Not too nervous. Steve is in Portsmouth. Steve, how you feeling going into Giants week?
I'm feeling good, fellas. I think right now, with JD5 and showing us what we saw that first drive at Baltimore, I think Kingsbury has the scheme. And all we got to do is stop any run threat. And halfway stop that pass. So I think they're going to come out with a scheme. I think we're going to do well. And it's the Commanders / the Redskins. And throughout the years, I've always been nervous about them, but that was why I love them, because they keep you coming back.
All right.
Thanks,
bro.
Bud. Appreciate the call. I got a question for you, B.
Yep.
How many Giants fans you think will be in attendance?
Yeah, a good bit. Giants fan, 80-20,
70-30, something like that.
Probably 80-20.
The myth with Giants fans especially is people are like, oh, you know, they just travel down from New York. They live here.
Yeah, they don't travel.
There's a zillion people that moved from New York and Jersey and just live here now, mm-hmm. and they're still Giants fans. Vince Bartolozzi, Giants fan.
They're just like White Brian.
Right.
They just live here.
Well, White Brian followed his wife here, right? Isn't that how you landed here?
Yep.
I know a zillion kids that I grew up with that are just Giant fans.
Mm-hmm.
My Bartosi grew up here in Chevy Chase, Giants fan his whole life. Like, they exist. Papa, you know my boy Papa? He's
Papa's
a New Yorker.
A Giants fan?
He's from New York, but he's raising his kids as Giants fans. He told his wife, they can have the caps, they can be Wizards fans, but they're going to be Giants fans. Giants fans are here, and they will be there on Sunday, but
yeah, they will be.
They'll be pretty quiet if there's not much to cheer about. 100. They're not coming in. Like, when the Eagles fans come to town, and granted, that's not till week 16.
Yeah,
they're going to be loud in your face. I have a feeling by the time the Cowboys fans come to town on Christmas,
they might be a little quiet.
They might be kind of quiet. Giants fans will be ready. If you give them any sign of life early in this thing, they'll be ready to rock, but I think it could be a quiet afternoon. That offense does not scare me much. They got a good defensive front.
Yeah.
But Washington's got Jaden and they've got Cliff. And they're good at mixing it up.
Yep.
When we return, Cal Ripken Jr. joins the program.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for a kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? So visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Baltimore Orioles. Incredibly, unbelievably, 30 years ago, Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's record for most consecutive games played, and we are honored to have Cal join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Cal, what's up, man? Thank you for making time for us.
You're quite welcome. Can you believe it's 30 years ago?
Oh, long time, man.
Can you?
No. I mean, it's kind of weird. When I think about it, sometimes it feels like it's yesterday. The memory is really crystal clear. I saw it from my perspective, and it just seems like it happened moments ago. And then other times I sit here and think, man, that was another lifetime ago. I was a baseball player. I played 20 years, and that happened to me during my career. So it goes either way, but it's certainly how great it was and what a good feeling it was. That's front in mind, sharing it with my mom, my dad, my kids. It was a spectacular night.
I got to go to 21-29, and that was a really big deal for me as a kid. I grew up a huge O's fan, and I remember the numbers up on the warehouse wall. They would come down, in between the innings there every game. It was all just so special. What, if anything, do you remember most from that game? Like the lap you did, all of it was just such a wild night.
Yeah, you bring the numbers on the warehouse. The first time they did that, I think it was like 2 weeks before. It was kind of build up. I wish I remember the number. It caught me by surprise. They played the John Tesh music, and the game becomes official at 4.5 if you're winning, 5 if you're losing. And then, so it's right in the middle of the game, and I was thinking, what is that? What's going on? What are we doing? And then I see the number drop, and then I kind of get it. And, then it kind of it brings you along in anticipation that it's going to happen like in 21-31. So every time that song played when we were home and they changed the number on the warehouse, It made me start to reflect on who was important in my life. You know, you kind of go backwards, and it was kind of emotional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who came up with that thought or idea, but it really it really prepared the fans, the audience, and all of us, you know, for that moment on 21-31 when it did drop and it became official. What it didn't prepare us for was how long that celebration was going to last in the middle of the game. and it ended when Rafael Palmeiro and Bobby Bo pushed me down the line to take a lap around that park. I remember thinking, man, we got to get this game going. You know, we can't, you know, it's like a rain delay. You know, the pitchers are going to get cold and, you know, we're going to lose it. When I started that lap around, probably about three or four handshakes in, I was thinking, I could care less if this game ever starts again. It was that good.
I remember watching it on TV, and it was just, especially the lap, was just so epic. And it just seemed like the whole world was focused on Camden Yards in that moment and celebrating you and your career and the longevity. If you want to relive it, this Saturday, September 6th, the Dodgers with Shohei in town. There's going to be a pregame ceremony before the Orioles take on the Dodgers. The ceremony is at 6:25 p.m. Gates open at 5. You can get tickets at Orioles.com. So you're not going to jog around the field this time. You're rolling around in a convertible. Is that right?
I rolled around in a convertible before. The story there is it was a red Corvette. A lot of people think that was a gift to me. But it wasn't. I ended up getting a Chevy Tahoe as a gift. And I was wondering, how come I didn't push harder for that Corvette? The Corvette that took me around, I think it was in my last game. But anyway, it's the same Corvette, the same owner of the Corvette there. So that's a little nostalgic in a way. But I'll go around the park and I have had the responsibility of making a few remarks, and I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to say yet, but I'm working on it.
But do you ever sit down and just think about that whole feat, Cal? Like, you know, I really accomplished this? Because I know when people start playing the game, you're not thinking about how many games you're going to play, and then you go and you play that many consecutive games.
No, I mean, if you were to ask me when I was younger, you know, when I first broke into the big leagues, I think I would have rather had more home runs than Hank Aaron. I'd rather have more hits than Pete Rose. You know, those were kind of goals that you were trying to figure out. Were you good enough to kind of, amass any sort of numbers in the game? I would never said that I was, going to play, have a consecutive game streak, or I was going to break Lou Gehrig's record. That just kind of happened because I played. I wanted to get better. The managers kept writing my name in the lineup. And before you knew it, it was almost 1,000 games that showed up. And then I think that's when the streak became born, when because the National League record was a little over 1,000 games, and it started to get some sort of attention. And I would say that there was quite a bit of negative attention from about 1,200 to about 1,500. You know, every time we went into a rebuilding mode, or every time I went into a slump, which, happened quite a bit, they would say that I need to take a day off, and that that I was being selfish or something. And right after 1,500, it seemed like all my critics turned into the biggest advocates. They were saying that I had to break the record for the sake of the game of baseball and all kinds of stuff. But to me, it was all the same. I showed up every single day to play, and I was resilient. I found out early on in my career that I could play less than 100%, because sometimes I think some players, you know, don't know if they can, compete at that level, not being 100%. But I found that I could. And so then it was just a matter of coming out and being ready to play each and every day. And the streak just took care of itself.
Don't you think that's something that most players in every sport need to realize, that you don't have to be 100% to go play?
Well, I mean, there is something called experience that as you age, yep, you know, as your talent kind of goes down, your experience takes over. It's not shortcuts, but you understand how things work a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had a couple of injuries really early in my career. I remember one where I hyperextended my elbow, avoiding a tag at second base on a double. So then I caught the bag and my elbow hyperextended in. And I remember thinking, man, you know, that hurts, but it's okay in the field. But when I picked up a bat and started to swing it, it hurt quite a bit. And so I took it up to the plate, swung at a bad pitch in the dirt on the first pitch and winced in pain. And then I calmed myself down and got a better pitch to hit, you know, a fastball that was over the plate. I waited a little too long on it, put a short swing on it, and hit a bullet at the second baseman. And as I was running to first base, I realized, when you swing and miss, it hurts like hell. When you make contact, it doesn't hurt at all. That's and awesome. I tell you what, I got hotter. You know, home runs, doubles, home runs, driving in runs, hit for a high average. And I kept thinking, you know, every time you have a little bit of an injury, there's a silver lining in there somewhere. And I went looking for it.
That's awesome. Right. Talking with Cal Ripken here on the Rude Guest Hotline, the Iron Man of baseball. This Saturday marks the 30th anniversary of Cal getting to 21-31, breaking Lou Gehrig's record. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome day of baseball at Camden Yards. Harold Baines is going to be there, Eddie Murray, Mike Messina, Jim Palmer, Rafi Palmeiro, BJ Surhoff, Brady Anderson. John Miller is going to be back. I mean, John Miller was the voice of so many summer evenings of my life as a kid. I'm curious, Cal, like, obviously you've done these, right? Like, you were there the night it happened, and then there's a 10-year anniversary, a 20-year anniversary. Going into this 30th year, knowing all these guys that are making the time and the commitment to come see you, will it get emotional for you, or is it just fun at this point?
Well, I mean, it feels a lot more like fun right now. Sure, when I think about my dad, you know, and even some of the comments that I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to say, I'm sure I'll mention my dad and my mom, and it'll hit me at that moment, if I could just hit me now. But so yeah, you'll have flashes of emotion, but I think, you know, the anniversaries are anniversaries, and you know, I'd never want to make a big deal out of anniversaries or even reunions when you were in high school and all that. But I think this time around, I just turned 65, and you have a little bit different perspective on life at the time. Mm-hmm. And then you enjoy looking back and kind of remembering, you know, some of the highlights of your life and your career and the people that you spent doing it. And I think, as you mentioned those names, you know, a lot of people, you know, were a part of that, and they were there right along with it. We all experienced it together. You know, I've had some conversations. I think the Orioles have a couple surprises, so they say. You know, I said that I think that I heard that Bo and Rafi were rumored to come back and maybe recreate the lap around the ballpark
awesome.
Without me running a lap.
That's
but,
awesome.
just remembering that and sharing those experiences are pretty cool. So yeah, maybe I'm softening in my older age. Where you look back and you're thankful for those memories, and this is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Saturday is going to be a special day at Camden Yards. Pregame ceremony at 6:25. First pitch at 7:05. Dodgers are in town. It's already a juicy game. Rafi's on the press release, so Palmeiro at least will be there. I can't speak
all
for
right.
Bobby Bonilla. And this is crazy. Somebody just pointed this out to me. Saturday's the 30th anniversary of 21-31. Do you know what it's the 29th anniversary of?
Of course I do. Eddie Murray hit his 500th home run September 6, 1996.
Yeah. Wow. How crazy. And I mean, two huge days in Orioles
same
history
day.
On the same day.
It's awesome. And so Eddie and I, in the past so many September 6th, you know, I'll text him and say happy anniversary, and he'll text me back. So we share that date, you know. At first he said that, of course I have to do it on September 6th, you know, and have it be overshadowed by your game. And I go, no, it's not overshadowed. We all enjoyed that home run just as much as you did hitting it.
That's so cool. Cal, congratulations. Last
appreciate
thing for me, you played for all the logos. Do you prefer like the cartoon bird or like the actual drawing of the bird?
When I first came up, it was the all cartoon bird. And I remember, you know, Brooksy, when I was, you know, watching him growing up, I always liked the old time bird. And but I think it's really cool that you can switch and go back and forth. You know, Brady Anderson and I talk about this sometimes. You know, most people are jealous that the game has gone big and the salaries keep continue to rise, and everybody says, God, I wish I played in this era. But Brady and I talk about, well, God, the uniforms are so much better. And some of the things that you had to wear every single day, or the bats. You know, look at how well made the bats are, how many different kinds of bats, or the science of the bat. And just all the things that go with the game, we're thinking, man, we'd love to play with all that. And we don't really think about the salary part of the game, but it's fun. It's fun to think about those kind of things. I didn't play when there was wool uniforms, where they weigh about 10 pounds by the time you finish the Sunday afternoon game. But you know, our uniforms weren't as comfortable and weren't nearly as nice as they are now.
That's awesome, Cal. Thank you for the time.
Appreciate
everybody,
you,
go up to Camden Yards Saturday night. Should be a really, really special night. All sorts of different experiences and special memorabilia will be really cool. Congratulations, man. Thanks for making time.
Thanks. The 21-29 game, I forgot to tell you this or whatever else. You witnessed that one.
Yeah.
I hit three home runs, one in 21-29, one in 21-30, one in 21-31. And Mike Messina gave me the batting tip in 21-29. It was against Jim Abbott. He said, you're getting out in front. Why don't you put a little flex in your stance a little bit, bend your knees, and see what happens. And I hit a home run to right center field, and that kind of catapulted me into 21-30 and 21-31. So that was Mike Messina gave me the batting tip.
That's so cool. What a cool
good stuff,
story.
Man. Great story.
Cal, thank you for the time, sincerely.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Appreciate you, brother.
See you there Saturday.
All right. The legendary Cal Ripken Jr. joining us Saturday at Camden Yards will be a very, very special game. If I don't have 8 kids soccer games, maybe I'll try to sneak up to the yard for that one. What a day that'll
be. You should be let off for that one, though.
That is really, really cool. That's
a good thing, though. That's a good excuse.
Yeah, that's a highlight for me, man. Cal Ripken is an absolute hero. You know what else is here? Football. That's right, it's football season. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only, know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool. The result of a bet is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. That's brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard.
Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Love this song. Love this bit, Landfill. Love the scene in Days of Confused when the kegs kicked at the field party. Just really well done here. B. Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny coming your way next. If you missed any of our interview with Cal Ripken, get on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out on YouTube, whatever it is you're looking for. Cal was awesome and hope you enjoyed that. All right, on Friday, we all made three college football picks. I think I went 2-1. I don't remember what everybody had. White Brian, how'd we do?
Somehow everybody went 2-1.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy. What did most people lose on? I know I lost on Bama.
Jeff lost with Baylor. Landfill lost with Charlotte. B. Mitch lost with... B. Mitch went 3-0. My bad.
Oh!
Just trying to cheat me.
Good thing I corrected.
I lost I asked on Clemson.
Yeah, that's my number. 3-0-30, baby.
And JP lost on Bama.
All right, new week. We get to bet on football this week. There's Thursday night games. Tonight, probably going to be baseball heavy, yeah. But let's do it. Landfill heard it here first.
Ahala.
Boys.
Give me the Yankees.
The Yankees for Jeffrey.
I'm taking the Rangers plus 1.5. Because TBD is pitching, and I got a lot of faith.
You love TBD?
I do.
I got to be honest. I just had a real mind discombobulation. All these bets are showing me Tuesday, and I'm like, dude, it's Monday. Like, I'm not trying to bet. I need something for tonight. And then I realized today is Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, B.
I know.
There's a little bit of WNBA if you're interested. Just saying.
Just saying.
What are you doing, B?
I'm going to take Kershaw. And the Dodgers.
I did notice Kershaw was on the bump.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that day we were trying to figure out how many dudes named Sanai listened to the program at any one point?
Mm-hmm.
My boy Sanai texted me he likes the Padres tonight.
The Padres?
So I might go to Slam Diego going against my O's, hun.
Well, I'm going to take the Rays also.
I got to be honest. I can't bet against the Orioles on a day I get to talk to Cal Ripken. That's just how that's going to go. Who needs it? Who's getting desperate in the baseballs right now?
The Reds really need to win.
The Reds really need to win? And the Blue Jays are kind of a mess. I can get the Reds run line at home. That's under 200. Give me the Reds plus 1.5. Landfill, someone named Lodolo is pitching for the Reds. I kind of like that name. Go Cincinnati. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to everybody that called into the program today. Thank you to Pat Leonard for joining us. And a sincere major thanks to Cal Ripken for joining us. Fun day. Tomorrow we're back in Ashburn. It's football week, baby. We're back. We're ready. We've made it through the long haul of non-football season to football season. And Jeff Walker's here. Landfill keeps pointing at him. I don't know what's going on in there, but I hope the boys are okay.
It's weird.
We got a big glizzy bet going. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. White Brian owes you a hot dog.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.